Welcome to the Moms in Prayer podcast, a place where we put our finger on the pulse of what's happening in the world today so we can better pray for and equip the next generation. Our focus will always be revival and spiritual awakening in our children, our schools, and our motherhood. We're so glad you're here with us. Let's get started. Welcome back, sweet friends. I'm so glad you could join us on the Moms in Prayer podcast. I'm your host, Leenine Heiss, and today we have my friend in real life, Cindy Boltema. Cindy is the executive director for GEMS Girls Club. She's a celebrator of life who has walked through so much with grace and joy. And honestly, besides my Moms in Prayer mentors, she has taught me more about praying for others than anyone. I've watched her walk through a season of bullying with one of her daughters that has broken my heart and yet has been filled with grace and wisdom. Isn't that what we want as mothers? The strength and wisdom that comes straight from the Heavenly Father? You bet. Studies show that most of our kids will face difficult challenges with other kids. Today we talk about this issue head on, and it is my privilege to introduce you to my friend, Cindy Boltema. Well, Cindy Boltema, welcome to the Moms in Prayer podcast. I'm so glad you're here.
Me too. Thanks so much.
This is so fun, especially because we get to be friends in real life.
For a long time now. And love it.
I love it too. Cindy, would you introduce yourself to our audience?
Oh, sure. I am Cindy Boltema. I am a wife. I'm a mom of four. I love Jesus, and I love cheering women on their spiritual journey.
It's so fun. And so you have a new role in your life, a new job that you have taken. I knew you first as a Bible teacher and friend, and I've seen you as an author and a speaker and in that world. But within the last couple of years, you've taken a new job. Tell us about that.
Sure. About almost 2 years ago now, I took a new role, and I left speaking and writing to be the executive director of GEMS Girls Club.
So tell me about GEMS. What is GEMS?
Sure. GEMS is a global ministry, and this year we celebrate our 60th birthday. So exciting. And GEMS is a global ministry, and we help girls live radically faithful lives. So bottom line, we want girls to know Jesus and live a dynamic relationship with Him.
Why girls? What's your heart for girls in our world today?
I love girls, and my heart is for every single girl here, there, and everywhere to know Jesus, to know truth, to live truth, to share truth, and experience everything that Jesus has for her.
And girls really are under fire in today's culture.
It is not easy being a girl today.
No, it's not. I remember hearing you recently talk about the statistics that are concerning girls, but girls don't like being girls.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. Now. I was sharing at that event some of the statistics that Dove recently shared. And one that was so shocking is that they asked girls how they felt about themselves. And the percentage of girls that called themselves beautiful was so shocking to me that only 2% would describe themselves as beautiful. So you think about that. If we had 100 girls, 100 beautiful little girls up on a stage, and we would ask them to describe themselves, only 2 of those precious girls would pick the word beautiful. I think it's time we change those stats.
Yeah, I do too. And really, I know your heart is to see them come to know Jesus, who gives them identities.
Absolutely. It's not going to come from the world. It's going to come from God's word.
Right. I know that part of your heart for girls developed because you are a girl. Now you're a woman.
Yay. That's right. Yeah. That's so fun. Grown up girl now.
I just appreciate so much your story, though, of transition and growing into your identity in Christ. Tell us a little bit about your backstory and what life was like for you growing up.
Oh, sure. Most people are surprised when they meet me to know that I didn't grow up knowing Jesus. I didn't come to know Christ until the age of 26. I grew up in a home that didn't pay a lot of attention to God or Jesus, the Bible, and I was teased a lot. We call it bullying now. I didn't know it as bullying then, but I was a shy, chubby, red-haired girl with freckles, and kids were pretty brutal to me. And because I didn't know the simple truth, like Jesus loved me, I took it personally. So the things that the kids were saying to me, I thought was true. And it's almost like they stuck to me like sticky name tags, that I was not wanted, that I was rejected, that no one would ever choose me. It was pretty miserable.
I would choose you 100 times.
Oh, you're the best.
But I wonder what behaviors you chose, because you were looking for love. You were looking for affirmation. So what did that look like in your young life?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. My theme song of my life could have been that old country song, looking for love in all the wrong places. You know, some people talk about that God-sized shaped hole in their hearts. And, you know, I had a big one. And so the older that I got, the more I tried to fill that emptiness and that loneliness and tried to stuff and numb everything the world has to offer. You know, you name it, I tried it. Food, men, alcohol, shopping, even drugs, but nothing worked. It just became increasingly difficult to keep the outside facade like that everything was okay, because it wasn't. On the inside, I was a mess.
Tell me about when you met Jesus.
I hit bottom. I had to hit bottom. I was 26 years old. I was a single mom to a little guy named Jake, and I loved Jake. I so desperately wanted to be a good mom, but I had a messed up mind. And so I was living a life of addiction and rebellion, trying just to numb out the pain and trying to find my purpose. And so I accidentally overdosed on cocaine and nearly lost my life to the addiction. And another story for another day. And in the midst of my mess, after police were involved and I was at the hospital, thankfully I had the sense to call a woman that I barely knew, but a woman who had something that I wanted. I just didn't know what that was. So I called this woman and I told her about police and cocaine and all the things. And she said four simple words that changed everything for me. She said, "Cindy, you need Jesus." And Lee, I'm so sad to tell you, I didn't even know what that meant. Here I'd grown up in West Michigan and I didn't know what those words meant, but I knew I needed something. And so after this woman opened up the Bible and shared to me the simple but life-changing truth, good news of Jesus, I stood in my little duplex and surrendered my life to Jesus Christ. That's the best decision ever. Changed everything.
It really did.
It did. Now, it didn't make the mess completely go away, right? Like, I still had police that were calling and still had to get through the addiction and still had a mess. But it gave me, Jesus gave me new strength, new hope, new joy. And over time, Jesus even gave me a brand new reputation. I mean, only God can do that.
Only God can do that. Yes. If we were to see Cindy shopping in the grocery store right now, I think the last thing anybody on God's green earth would think is, there goes somebody who was a drug addict.
Yeah, most people are usually like, you? Right, yeah, right.
Like, and Jesus does that, not just healing our past, but he gives us a purpose that's so beyond ourselves.
Yeah, I think it's just a great reminder that there is no one too far gone from God's amazing grace. When you think back then, it would have been so easy to dismiss me as, you know, drug addict, messed up, throwaway girl. At least that's how I viewed myself. But only God could transform such a mess into a message that he now can use for his purpose and glory.
One of the things that I appreciate about you is your intentionality to continue sharing that story of how you met Jesus, but also the way you've allowed that to invade the way that we look at young people. Mm. And I imagine that there's probably moms listening who look at their kids and go, like, this is a heap of a mess. Is there a future for my kid making all the wrong choices? And, well, you're here. So there's absolutely...
There is. Yeah, and I should say, it is never easy for me to tell my story, ever, but I just made a simple promise to God way back after he rescued me from that mess. God, anytime, anywhere is what I prayed. Anytime, anywhere you want me to share this story, which is ultimately his story, you lead, I'll follow. And so over time, I've just tried to stay faithful to my God, who's been so unbelievably faithful to me. But I do hope that my story gives hope, because, I mean, my mom could share some stories. I won't even go there, but there were some, my goodness, if you see my mom hug her, there were things that my mom walked through that she probably wondered, is there hope for my daughter? So again, there is no one that is too far gone. Keep praying, keep believing, because God is not done.
Mm-mm. No. Mm-mm. And your parents have come to know Jesus.
Yes. Yes, they both have.
They are wonderful.
And they're so full of grace because, boy, could they tell some stories.
Right. Cindy, the reason why I wanted to have you here today, besides that we could talk about a thousand things that I would like to pick your brain about, it's I really want to talk to you about the journey that you've had in the area of bullying, especially since I know that you've walked through that yourself. I'm having trouble finding somebody who hasn't walked through it at some level now.
Sure.
That we have a word for it.
You know?
But basically, you've gone through quite a journey with one of your daughters in the last few years, too. Can you just start to tell me about that, what that's looked like?
Sure. I mentioned that I have four kids, and really all four of my kids have been impacted by bullying in some way. And that's what statistics say right now, that most of us will be impacted by bullying in some way on our life's journey. One of my daughters was impacted a few years ago on a school bus. And then this school year, one of my daughters was impacted pretty negatively at school. She's in high school this year. I do have permission to share parts of her story to protect those who have been the bullier. I'll be careful to share just bits and pieces, but it has been a long, hard journey. And the school year, it's not even Christmas yet, walking this road with our daughter.
I wonder the first time that you found out that your kids were facing bullying issues, how you felt as a mom.
Heartbroken. And like the mama bear, like you want to fix it. You want to go to the school and you want to like say, knock it off. Like right now, knock it off. But what was helpful for me is to A, pray, right? I'm such a simple girl, A to Z, like A, always start with prayer. Really go to my knees in prayer and then say, God, help me to see this from kingdom perspective. I don't want my girls to miss a life lesson. And I want to speak words of strength into my girls that they know that they have been equipped to solve problems, that they don't need me to solve the problems all of the time. So Lord, give me the wisdom and the discernment to know when do I need to step in and when do I need to just stand alongside of them. It's not easy.
How would you advise moms to go about getting the information that they need from their kids? Like, what kind of information were you looking for from your daughter?
I would say, first of all, always pay attention, which isn't easy, especially with social media today. So I'm always trying to pay attention. And so for this case, most recently, so my daughter is in high school. So this summer, just having conversations, I noticed there were some things, some days that she was having a hard day. So just asking questions. And I've learned like it's often helpful to drive to the store my husband would not love, that we go to Target quite often. And it has nothing to do with Target. But I've said to my husband, every trip to Target, it's intentional because my girls will talk a lot on the way to Target. So I was learning that she was being left out of some things. So I'm just paying attention like, wow, there's some friend group things going on that she's being left out of. And then when school started, and there were some football games that I noticed she was being left out of, because it's not like you can always see bruises or scratches, marks, especially with girls. So just paying attention to their heart, paying attention to events, paying attention to their moodiness, or sometimes when they're really irritable. In our family, I like to say, hey, don't put your ugly on me, because when they're ugly, usually it's not me. There's something else. So paying attention, like, what is the thing behind the thing? And finally, for this daughter, it all kind of came to a screeching halt when she finally confessed to me that not only had she been left out of a lot of events and friend group things, but kind of the last straw was when a Snapchat group chat went around where they had discussed all of the reasons that they hated my daughter. And that's where it was like, okay, enough standing along the sidelines and just kind of paying attention. But that was kind of like the moment where I felt like, okay, now I do need to get involved.
And so there was quite obviously a line that was crossed in your mind.
Yes, for me, that was the line. Like, it's one thing to not be invited to the football game. It's one thing to not be invited to a friend group thing, or maybe not to have a place to sit at lunch. But it's another thing to know that a group chat has gone around and that they're saying these mean and hurtful things about my daughter. So I prayed about it. I even asked some people that are a little bit older, like, how do you know? But then I also think it's important to know for each unique child to be prayerful and careful about every decision for each child. Because in my own home, what may work for one daughter may not be the same thing that would work for daughter number two. But for this daughter, in this instant, I felt like God was saying, yep, this is the line that was just crossed. it's time to go to school.
Yeah, I'm always trying to ask those questions too. Like, how did you feel when they said those words? You know, like,
yes.
Because we were just talking about this, but our boys handled this differently than our girls.
For sure.
And bullying is certainly not just a girl thing.
Absolutely.
It's a boy thing too.
Yes. 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 Sitting in the shoes of my children has been really helpful for me because, again, I'm so quick to want to jump in as the mama bear. So I'd always have to, Cindy, sit in their shoes. Sit in their shoes. Like, Cindy, you want to jump and go to the principal's office, but sit in their shoes and how they're going to feel when all of the kids are talking about on social media that Mrs. Bolton was just in the office. So, yes, asking those questions. How do you feel? How did this make you feel? And sitting in their shoes.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And I have one child who, it's just water off a duck's back. No big deal. They said something mean to me and unkind. No big deal. You know, and another child who would be absolutely devastated if those same mean words had been said to them. So
absolutely.
God's gifting and wiring inside of them helps us decide how we're going to respond to this. So, Cindy, what do you think is at the core issue of a bullying or somebody who's bullying's behavior? What's happening inside of them and how do we help our kids identify that?
Sure. You know, I should say that I'm not a trained therapist or a licensed counselor, but what I think we're all understanding is it really comes down to a low self-esteem and for a child trying to have power and to take power from others. And so the more I understood that and then could even share that with my daughter, it was really helpful for her, first of all, to extend grace to the person that the young woman that was bullying her, but then also to think of ways that she could kind of get her power back. And then we talk about power. Obviously, we're both Christ followers, listeners of Christ followers. So this is not Holy Spirit power, but the power that has been taken when you're being bullied, when you feel left out, when you are being picked on at school and you feel like, wow, I'm trapped. For instance, for my daughter to fill out an incident report where she could write down all of the things that had happened to her, when she could put in print the choices that had been made, it was a way for her to say, you know what, I matter. My feelings matter. And for her to turn it into the principal, it helped her to see, you know what, I can take my power back. So to understand the definition and some of the misunderstandings that are out there, but then communicate that to our children, I think it's really helpful.
Such a good answer. And I often tell my kids that this person doesn't understand the value that God's given each one of us.
Right.
Like, we just have intrinsic value because we are made in the image of God. And this child clearly doesn't see that. And so how sad for them.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And they need love too. However, I realized that my role as the mom was to pray for this young woman who was being the bullier, kind of like the queen bee of the friend group, but that I was very careful when I was talking to my daughter not to minimize what had happened to her, because at first, you know, I wanted to say, oh, let's pray for her. And I did say that, but like, let's just overwhelm her with kindness. And at first when I said that, she was seeing that as me kind of minimizing what was happening to her. But I began, like, I'm going to take this in prayer on my knees, and that's how I'm going to fight this on my knees. But when it comes to my daughter, I want to make sure that I'm affirming and acknowledging that the things that are happening to her at school are not right or true.
That's so wise. I think we're starting to cover this or reveal this, but what steps do we take when we learn our child is being bullied?
I think, first of all, pray. Like, just pray, ask God to give you wisdom and discernment and strength, and that you would make all choices from a kingdom perspective. I would encourage, if there's a mom listening whose daughter or son is being bullied, I would say, you know, surround yourself with community. Find a couple of women that are your small group that could be praying for you. It is not easy for your child, and it's not easy as a parent either. Then I would say, if it's happening at a school, know what the policy is. Pray about when is it time to contact the school. And then if you feel like, you know what, it is time to make that phone call, then I would say, come informed, knowing what the policy is, and coming with things that are written down so that you can have a conversation, not just based on, well, I feel little Susie was hurt in this way, but this happened on this date, and this is how she felt, and this is what happened, so that you can have that conversation. A couple of ways that I saw prayers answered, because again, I just believe everything starts with prayer. Here at the GEMS office, there was about a month that every single day I had to pick up my daughter from school and have lunch with her. Not that I had to, I should rephrase that. I got to. When the friend group decided that my daughter was no longer welcome at the lunch table, I took it as my opportunity to use every coupon, every gift card that I had in my little box, because I told my daughter there's nothing that I would rather do than have lunch with her. So for about a month's time, I picked her up every single day. Someone at school said, one of the guidance counselors said, you know, your mom can't have lunch with you every day. And I said, you tell her, oh yes, she can. And so I would go and have lunch with my daughter, and the staff here at the GEMS office, they took that time where they would set their phones and their alarms and they would pray every single day, not just for my daughter, but for that friend group and every single girl all around the world that felt left out at lunchtime. And now my daughter has a new friend group and has more than enough friends. You think that's just a coincidence? I don't think so. Or another quick story, during this season, I was like, I need a mom that's a little bit further ahead on this journey that could maybe help me. And so I reached out to a woman that I hadn't seen for a while, and I called her, and just, you know, those women that you just want to sit in their presence because they just ooze Jesus, women like you, Lee. And so I called her, and I'm like, you know, your children are grown. Could I just come and have coffee with you? And when I got there, I forgot that her daughter's first name was the same name as my daughter. And I started to cry, and I told her what was going on, and she said, you know, that's my daughter's name. And you know, my daughter was bullied too. And the bullying that her daughter went through was so bad that at one point the bully broke her daughter's nose. And she said today her daughter is a licensed therapist and author and helps young girls walk through trauma. I think God can use all things. And for this mama's heart, what a reminder that he sees, that he knows. And it's just what I needed to encourage you. And I went thinking I was just having coffee. I just needed some encouragement. So I would say, keep praying, but don't journey alone. Find those women that you can lean on.
Oh, that's such a good word. And I do think that, like, our gym sisters here in the office have done, committing to prayer, something that a moms in prayer group, I mean, I've never thought to pray, Lord, just sit beside every single child in that lunchroom who doesn't feel like they have a friend right now. I mean, what an incredible thing that our moms can be praying during the prayer hour is that the bullying would be exposed, that kids would feel loved. I mean, what a life-changing, game-changing prayer that could be. Great
Amen.
Idea.
Amen. God works through prayer, this I'm sure.
It's hard for me not to wear this as a mother. The struggles of my children as a mom. You too?
Absolutely, yes.
So what truths are you reminding yourself of as a mother?
That God's got this, that he uses all things, even the hard, yucky, messy things that we don't want for our kids. You know, we started off by me sharing part of my messy past, but if I hadn't walked through that yuck, I don't know who I would be today. It's because of the mess that I've gone through that God has used, I think, to shape me into a woman that now there's nothing that a woman couldn't say to me that I wouldn't be like, oh yeah, me too. And so I trust that God is going to use this pain for his purpose for my daughter, and that someday, I don't know if she too will be a trained therapist or help kids with trauma. So I have to trust that God is going to use this for his good purpose and plan, that he loves my kids, that this is not a definition of me as a mom, but that he's allowed it for some reason, that he knows what he's doing, and that he's faithful. I mean, those three simple words right there, right? God is faithful.
Amen. Are there scriptures that you're praying for your kids right now?
Always. Always. I love praying scripture, as you do too. Like, for my kids, always. I have index cards. So every time, if you see me walking in the neighborhood and I'm talking to myself, I'm really praying the word, right? Always, that my kids would love the Lord their God with all their heart, soul, mind, and strength. Always. 2 Thessalonians 3:3 has been one most recently, that God would protect them from the evil one. Every time I watch the news or hear all our world today, that God would just protect my children from the evil one is a big one. And then when my oldest son was in high school, I started praying that all of the things done in darkness would come to light. And, you know, I have normal kids, but if my kids make bad choices, I want it to come to light while they're at home so that I can help them navigate. So that was a verse that I found to be very helpful. And then I have specific prayers that I pray for each of my specific children. I have a daughter that struggles with security issues. I have a daughter with identity issues, son with some confidence issues, friend issues, wisdom issues. So every single kid, I have specific verses. I just always say, God, I'm going to take you up on your word and pray those verses over my kids.
It's such an invitation from the Lord.
Yes.
To invite him into every situation. And he has so many promises available to us.
And his word is an accomplishing word. I love Jeremiah 23:29, where it says his word, like a fire, has force like a hammer, right? So if we want a breakthrough, God's word is the answer.
I feel excited. Cindy, what a gift to be able to talk to you about this issue and not have to whisper about it. I mean, I think as moms, we want to talk about the issues in a careful way that our kids are going through. But there's so much power in letting light into these areas that can hurt so much.
Yeah. You know, I don't have all the answers. None of us do. But we know the one who does. And I think if we are just authentic and say, you know what, it's not easy being a mom today, but we can listen to one another, we can lean in, we can love, we can learn from one another. I think that's a really good posture to take, and just listen to the Lord, because he has everything that we need.
I totally agree. Do you think that you could go home tonight and thank your girl for letting us share a part of her story?
Absolutely.
Tell her this is useful.
Absolutely.
It will be useful. Cindy, would you mind praying for us, for the moms who maybe are facing this issue with their kids today?
Absolutely, yes. Thanks. Lord, we love you, and we're so grateful to be your beloved daughters. And God, I thank you so much for my sisters who are listening. And God, I pray that you would encourage each one in a special, special way. And Lord, for the mom right now who is listening, who has been wondering, God, what do I do? Oh God, would you speak in a specific way, one nugget of hope, Lord? Would you sprinkle her path with a token of encouragement straight from your loving heart? God, would you give her words to express how she's feeling? God, would you bring a name to mind of a safe sister, a safe friend to call to share how she is really doing? God, would you give wisdom to know, has the line been crossed? Do I need to call the school, or am I just being that mom? God, would you prepare the hearts of school teachers or administrators if conversations need to take place? And then, Lord, for our kids, for lunchrooms and sports fields and youth groups and dinner tables and parks and all of the places, Lord, would you just fill our kids with fresh love for themselves, for one another, and for you, Lord? And God, would you raise up a generation that is filled with love? May we link arms together, Lord, so that we might make a difference in this world. Oh God, may we share your light and your love, your hope and your healing everywhere that we go. We're so grateful, Lord, for your wisdom that you give to us each and every day. We're so grateful, Lord, for ministries like Moms in Prayer that give us the hope and to remind us that we are never alone. We love you, God. In the strong and powerful name of Jesus, we pray. Amen.
Amen.
While I was listening to the edits of this podcast, I found myself taking notes all over again. I have at least 4 quotes that I paused the recording to write down again. If you're looking for the scriptures or ways to connect more with Cindy, please visit today's show notes at the blog at momsandprayer.org. 2 weeks are left in our podcast text to give back to Moms in Prayer. If this podcast and the Moms in Prayer ministry are blessing you, would you consider giving a gift of any amount to the Moms in Prayer ministry? It's easy when you text 41444 and type in the keyword prompted. That's text 41444 and type in the keyword prompted. And you can give a donation of any amount. That's just a way of saying thanks and supporting this life-changing ministry. Most of all, we're thankful for the way God has brought you here for this podcast, and we pray you are finding the encouragement you need to pray confidently for your family. Moms are making the difference, friends. Moms just like you. See you next week.